Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
We're going to have a party.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Barely, though.
Yes.
It is. What time is it?
It is 11:32.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were further along. Oh, that's not too bad,
No,
actually.
That's not terrible.
If we were still doing the half-hour format,
we'd be perfect.
This would be okay, because this is something that we, this is a tradition we have to uphold. Every single show that we have done happens on a Friday.
Yeah, has started on Friday. May not finish on a Friday, but it starts on a Friday.
As long as it starts, I still think that counts. We just don't want to deviate from the formula.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live goes over into Sunday night, but...
And that's a great example. That's why what we're doing is okay.
Yes.
We're not streaming this, and I don't have a phone number set up for this.
And
so...
I don't think anybody's really listening right now anyways.
Probably my parents.
Oh, okay. Well,
they could be asleep, but we might have just woken them up.
Eh.
We may later on, but whatever. I'm just going to have some pizza and be happy because, that is good. Yeah.
Because work.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was there for a long time.
So was it another fun day?
Yeah, it was okay. It's just amazing to me. I mean, my time in a grocery store, I understand the phrase of being wary that history should... How's it go? History should not repeat itself.
History doesn't repeat itself, but it does mirror itself.
Mm-hmm. So, with that idea in mind, it's amazing how many mistakes people make over and over and over again.
Time and is a flat circle. Crunch.
No. It's more time is a flat circle.
You need a beer can of Crunch, though.
Let me finish this.
I know. Chug this off.
You know, have you, since watching that series, I've kind of wanted to make the little tinfoil men that he does.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm pretty sure somebody, I think I saw this on the subreddit, somebody put up the origami instructions.
Pretty awesome.
For the little tin can.
You know, somebody's going to get like, you know, make like 100, 200 of them and just line somebody's desk with them.
Come in on Monday
and your desk is just covered with an army of these little tin men.
I would run away. I would run away to Alaska and never return because that means that no good can happen. If you do not know what we're talking about, please go watch True Detective.
It's pretty awesome.
Never mind. I thought I was about to say it's on Amazon streaming because...
HBO thing.
Yeah, because Amazon and HBO made a deal where HBO would put all its shows onto Amazon to stream.
As long as it started before...
a certain time, and I think that time was like 2006.
Yeah, something like that.
So that means we're going to have to wait like 3 years for True Detective to be on there.
And
so,
Game of Thrones and all these other shows.
I know. Well...
you don't really care about that one, but...
I mean, I think I'll try and get into it this summer.
I might I'll probably start over the summer. The other one I'm probably going to start this weekend is going to be House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I deliberately didn't start it. I was going to start it last week because I had some time, but I'm like, if I start it now, I will be sucked into it and I won't be able to study at all.
I'm pretty sure I warned you about that.
Yeah.
Like, I
won't be able to stop.
Like, I unfurled...
I won't stop, but I can't stop.
Like, I hunched my back and I unfurled a scroll and I was holding a staff and I was like, take care upon this path you may take, for you may never return. It was very foreboding, and I'm glad you kept that in mind.
Yeah.
But now that summer is here
for the weekend.
What?
For the weekend. Summer classes start on Monday.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
I'm only doing one class, so it's not that big a deal.
You'll be fine. And you're taking Calc 3 from what I remember you telling me.
Yeah, and I'll probably will end up doing DiffyQ in the second half.
The second half of summer?
Have to, otherwise I'm going to add another year to my school.
I think that is a good idea because I'm pretty sure my dad told me a while ago that he took differential equations, which is what DiffyQ stands for those that are not college savvy.
Yeah.
I think I remember him telling me that he took that class and he did not like it.
No, most people don't.
So you're taking a smart strategy by
doing
it. Or
it's the only
during...
class I take.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got a good thing going.
And my fall is going to be so crazy. Yeah. Bad. I already have it planned out. Yeah, I have.
Oh, no.
I have five classes.
Don't
I'm
dwell
taking.
On it too much.
18 credits, five classes.
Oh, yeah. If I had a liquid in my mouth, it would be on my computer screen.
Yeah, I have.
What are you doing, man?
I have physics 2 and 4 other MET classes.
What?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to get your degree, like, that quarter?
No. Or... No, I'm just trying to stick with the 4-year plan.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't know the 4-year plan involved killing yourself.
I didn't either. Now I understand why a lot of people say engineering is usually a 5-year program.
Yeah, well, they say it's a 4-year program.
What you can do it in 4, but most people end up doing it in 5.
Oh, that reminds me of something.
I mean, it is possible to do in 4, but
tell me if you remember seeing this on Reddit. It was a Today I Learned thing. It was talking about a course that you can take, I believe, at MIT. It's a math course that basically takes about 2 years of math and puts it into one semester.
Wow.
It's internationally known as the hardest math class to ever take. And it has, I believe, a 75% failure rate.
Nice.
Which I'm gonna put the question forth there. Why are you making this class? Why does it exist? If you're gonna make 75% of the students fail it, I don't think risking your grade is worth skipping 2 years of math.
Yeah,
that does not
laziness does not pay off in the end.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I would kill me. And to me, that just seems like that seems to be what you're doing in the fall quarter, except it's a variety of classes.
Yeah, it's
so
like fluid dynamics. It's
is that what I think it is?
I think it's.
What do you think? I think it is, huh?
Fluids in motion.
That's right.
Which is
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Get out of my brain.
I can't help it.
But, speaking of get out of my brain, today is a very sad day.
Why?
Actually, you know the remorse that Firefly fans have gone through?
Okay.
I'm experiencing that today.
With what now?
Community got canceled.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had heard rumors that it was possible.
It's always possible.
That it was a possibility that it was going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. It's been on the chopping block since it was created.
Mm.
It's been extremely poorly marketed.
Yeah.
And NBC just doesn't know a good thing when they see it.
At least they gave it a longer run than Fox usually does.
Yeah, I don't know. Fox has more successful comedies than
that's
NBC.
True. That's
NBC
true.
hasn't really had much by the way of successful comedies.
Other than SNL, which they've just been riding on since the 70s.
Yeah, Lorne Michaels is basically their own personal Jesus at this point, and he's just sitting on top of his golden throne going, "Bow to me, executives," and they're like, "Yes, Lorne Michaels." It's Lorne Michaels
yes.
to him mm-hmm. when you're an NBC executive. And so they've got like Parks and Rec. That got renewed. I'm happy about that. But
it was... only for like, what, 2 more seasons? And then it's going to be done?
No, I think just one.
Oh. Oh, that's right. It was like one or yeah. I knew it was not very much longer, and that's going to be gone too.
They gave it this most recent season. They gave it a killer finale. Like it was, I think the best of the whole series, really. Yeah. But it was really intended. When you look at it, they kind of knew in the back of their heads that this was probably going to be their last season.
Yeah,
it was basically a miracle that they got picked up again, and because they got picked up, it was giving Community fans hope. That Community would get picked up too because of how similar their ratings were.
Yeah.
But no, it got the chopping block today. Mm. And we had a good finale. We got Dan Harmon back for season 5, but I'm just so sad about this.
So now you're just going to have to binge watch the entire thing again?
Yeah, except for season 4 because Dan Harmon wasn't involved with that season. Although maybe I should get you hooked on it now that they're not going to make new episodes.
Yeah.
People are clamoring to try and get Hulu to pick it up.
Or Netflix or something.
Netflix can't get it. Hulu has exclusive streaming rights.
Oh.
So
why is that?
I don't know.
Netflix couldn't throw around some weight and get a hold of it?
The show was created 5 years ago, so back then Hulu and Netflix were kind of even keel at that point. And
but I think if Netflix puts enough zeros at the end of the check, then they'll get it.
I think isn't Netflix like at least twice as big as Hulu?
Oh God, yeah.
I would think that.
I would say three times.
I would if I were Hulu, if you are I'd
30
give it up.
If you are a third of all the data going around the internet, you're pretty big. Yeah.
Is it a third now?
I thought it was about 33% of all internet traffic, and I think YouTube was the next biggest with 17%.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems about right to me. I mean,
or no, YouTube was like 20 something, and then BitTorrent was I think 14%.
I thought BitTorrent was bigger than YouTube.
No, it's not much smaller, but it is a little bit smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
I'm not. More people go on YouTube than illegally pirate movies.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, you can find some movies on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. I was going to watch Dawn of the Dead.
Ooh, yeah.
The original Romero version.
Yeah.
It's on there.
Yeah, I got to watch that too. I don't know if I've ever told you this horrible mistake that I made as a child, but back when I was still relatively new to the land of the internet, I decided that I wanted to watch a movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know what to watch, so on a whim, I just decided to see if I could find any movies on YouTube. I had no idea that it was possible at the time.
Yeah, was doing the whole breakup into six things.
Yeah, so amazingly, I found something that I had no idea existed. And I was very intrigued by this. And of course, I immediately watched it because 14-year-old me was like, holy shit,
I
need to see this. It was I'm pushing the wrong buttons. I meant to put the marker there because I said shit. And I said it again. What was I saying?
Something, a movie you watched on YouTube at 14.
I found split into 10 parts, the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, no.
14-year-old me. Okay.
That explains a lot.
About my poor, twisted mind.
No,
as
about
it is today.
Your current being and state of mind. And I can, you know, they go back in therapy and figure out where it all went wrong. That's it.
We found it?
Yes,
we
I think
found
we found
the catalyst.
It. Yes.
Okay, that's where my PTSD begins.
That's where everything went downhill from.
I'm surprised I got it from that and not lemonparty.org. I mean,
I don't know.
Doesn't one of those seem to be a little bit more likely?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what Lemon Party is?
No.
Okay.
I stayed away from the scarier parts of the internet.
Yeah, I'm going to, I guess you're kind of new to the internet too then. Don't go to lemonparty.org.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. I don't even think I should tell you what it is.
That's okay.
But we're not on the KOUG network anymore, so I think I'll just go ahead and do it. Okay, so if you go to lemonparty.org, you'll find out that it's simply a picture of three really old dudes, probably upper 70s, lower 80s, and they're doing things.
Okay, definitely on my do not go to list.
So don't go there. Also, don't go to meatspin.com.
I don't even start.
Or cakefarts.com.
Why do you type these things into your search box?
I haven't. The only one I've actually... hear me out. The only one I've actually gone to is lemonparty.org. I was fooled into that.
Okay.
But that was back when I was young and naive.
And you would just type anything
and
in.
And still using Windows. Yeah. Oh, hey, your dad. I saw your dad at the store today. He told me that he got a laptop from work that has Linux on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind it is?
I asked him. He's like, I don't know.
Darn it.
I asked him because I said, I know he's going to ask me. I'm guessing it's probably running on Arch.
You know me so well. I doubt it.
Why?
For a police station? No
I thought
way.
That was the most common form.
Not really.
Oh.
Most common? Maybe Ubuntu?
Okay, then that might be what it's running. I don't know.
Do you know what the logo looks like?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's no big deal. He told me he'd let me look at it sometime. But yeah, when I was 14, I found the Super Mario Brothers movie on YouTube.
Was it as horrible as everybody says?
I watched the whole damn thing, and yeah, it was a piece of garbage.
I've kind of wanted to watch it just to see how horrible it was.
And
give me new respect for every other movie I've ever seen.
You know what? Here's what I'm thinking. Since Ben is going to be, he's going to be in town for the whole summer, or is he taking summer classes?
I don't think he's taking summer classes. He might take off for a little bit to work on his grandpa's farm, but I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him about that.
Okay, because if he's in town for an extended period of time, we should look into getting Cinema Hate off the ground ahead.
Yeah,
again.
I got that three horrible science fiction movie pack that Ben got me. You know, of the Crab Monsters or something like that.
We gotta bust through that.
Yeah.
Did you ever open it?
I've opened the plastic. I've never actually ventured into watching them. I was waiting for you guys to get it as a group. Before we start.
That's definitely a thing we need to do.
Yeah.
And you should probably bring that to the KOA. We're bringing the materials to watch
record.
A film or two.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
We're not bringing this stuff.
No.
No,
too much
no.
stuff to bring.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
And
we'll record in the morning and then we'll boogie.
If somebody had a phone that had an unlimited data plan, I could actually get the show uploaded from the woods. Like I learned how to do that a few days ago. I figured out how to make my phone into a personal Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah.
And then I went on Reddit in the middle of a parking lot to see if it worked, and it totally did. I felt so legit. It was great.
I'm pretty sure I have an unlimited data plan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
And Sprint doesn't actually have a data cap for that unlimited.
That's great.
Yeah.
But I definitely have a data cap, so I gotta watch myself.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird watching. My phone comes with a graph that you can watch, and it will track how much data you're using.
Yeah.
Data. Yeah.
Data.
How much data are you using on the tubes?
Think I figured out roughly how much I use per month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My parents were at the Sprint store figuring out if my mom could get her old phone from like 2008 replaced.
With like the same phone from 2008?
No. Just a new phone.
Oh, good.
But
whew.
That's the same.
I was about to say she's going to be doing an exercise in futility there. I mean,
actually, I think they still make an updated version of her phone.
What is her phone?
It's some square LG flip phone.
It's purple, right?
Yes.
I think, okay, I know what you're talking about.
It's like an LG Lotus.
And it's got a physical keyboard?
Yeah, it's like an LG Lotus, I think, is the name of it.
Let's see if I can find it, but you found out how much data you use.
Yeah, apparently my sister uses about 3 gigs a month.
That's not much.
No, and I only use about a gig a month, which is odd because
really?
I'm on my phone a lot.
Reddit? Or what do you do on your phone?
Just various internet games, just all sorts of stuff. IMDb a lot, it seems like.
Let's see. I'm looking at my graph right now. So far this month, I've used almost 1.1 gigs.
Yeah.
But I'm very regimented.
Wait, is it already this far into May and you've already used that much? Or
no, actually, well, it I'm doing it on my pay cycle.
Oh, okay.
So this is going from April 18th to now.
Okay.
So on the 17th of May, the bill gets paid, and then it starts the cycle over again.
Going back a day from that, so a week from today. Wait, that's a week from today, right? Or is it 2 weeks from today?
The 17th?
16th. That'd be a week from today.
Yeah.
And that's
some math you got there, yeah. Bro.
That's
nice.
When a giant green monster destroys Japan. Okay, he's not.
Oh, wait, that's when Godzilla comes out?
Week from today.
Is he technically green, though? He doesn't look green in the trailers.
He's not really green, no.
We're going to watch that, right? Midnight, maybe? Or
I don't work on Thursday or Friday.
I'm down.
Interesting.
Yes, I'll do this. I do want to
watch the original one first. Just because.
Oh, I've downloaded that already, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been sitting on my hard drive for a while.
It's going to bring back so many memories with Ben and I going to see a Godzilla movie.
Yeah? Wait, which one? Is it the one where he, like, flies across the ground by leaning back on his tail?
No.
Or is that, I don't even know which one that is.
The Godzilla that I can clearly remember, I think it's the only Godzilla movie I've ever actually seen, was Godzilla versus Mothra.
What's a Mothra?
Mothra is like a giant Godzilla-sized moth.
No way.
And it actually has two little babies that end up hatching and attacking Godzilla. Spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh, I can't even believe you're... Okay.
But no, it's... But Ben had just... It was just something they recorded off of TV.
Oh, yeah?
And literally, I swear, every single commercial... say there was a commercial break, there were 7 commercials. 5 of them were some sort of beer commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
So it was an ad for Michelob, and then it would be an ad for some new movie that's coming out. Then 2 Budweiser commercials back to back, and then
jeez.
And so because we're all amped up on
what year was this?
Oh God, I don't know. This was in the 90s, I think
that
was recorded.
That's an interesting time.
Yeah.
Huh.
90s, early 2000s, because we were still in grade school.
Yeah.
Primary school.
I wish I could remember commercials from that time.
Yeah. Well, I just remember that because we were so amped up on sugar and, literally every time the commercial would come on, we'd just be like jumping around screaming, beer, beer, beer. And then the movie would come on and we'd all shut up and sit down and watch the movie again.
Sugar. It's the only way to fly. that sounds marvelous. You know what'd be really cool is if you could find that VHS.
I know.
Unless you like buried it in the backyard or something.
No, we didn't bury that in the backyard. We buried other things in his backyard.
Yeah, you told me you buried a Game Boy back there?
Game Boy Advance SP.
Oh man, that's a travesty.
It was broken. It wouldn't work.
That's okay then.
The screen was broken.
All right. I'll accept that. I think Game Boy Advance SP is the best handheld just ever. Is that a bold statement?
I think the original Advance was a little better.
Get the fuck out.
Bigger screen, could play original Game Boy Color games.
You can play original Color games.
I didn't think the SPs worked with original Game Boy Color games. Or with Game Boy Color games. Or Game Boy Original games.
I will find out. Wait, what do I do, Game Boy Color or Game Boy Original?
Just do Game Boy. Just say that. Because they would play the Advance games. I knew that. For some reason, I was thinking they wouldn't play original Game Boy games.
Let's see.
Either that or that was later versions of the DS.
Let's see.
That might have been later versions of the DS, because I know my original DS.
Okay, from the annals of Yahoo Answers, GBA SP does play original Game Boy / Game Boy Color games.
Oh, interesting.
Picture quality is slightly worse, but because most GBA SP have backlight on the screen, it's better.
I did like that feature, how they did have a backlight.
Yeah, that was, No, I never really used it, though. I always kept it off.
Oh. See, I usually would play mine when it was, you know, nighttime, so I would need a light.
Yeah.
But for, like, $5, my parents got me a little thing that plugged into the USB port and had a little, you know, basically arm with a light that came over it.
Oh, can I?
And it worked great.
For those handheld systems, Nintendo had the dumbest accessories.
Yeah.
And, like, hardware was... Very strange choices were made in terms of hardware.
Oh, gosh. Go ahead, and I'll come back, to my own personal experience.
My main gripe with it was how you had to... If you wanted to plug headphones into it, mm-hmm. you would have to go out and buy a special adapter that would change that mysterious plug in the back that isn't the charging port. It's the one next to it, but nobody knows what it's for. It's just like...
On an SP?
It might be the multiplayer port? Shrug? I don't actually know. I have one over here, actually.
Because I remember my original Game Boy Advance, because I had the Game Boy Advance that was the see-through casing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or the semi-purpley see-through casing.
Yeah?
I still have it, actually.
Okay, so it was... All right, so looking at the back of this right? The one on the left is the one that we would charge with. But if I wanted to plug headphones into it, there was a special adapter that I would plug into this port.
Hmm.
And it was an adapter from that port to the 1/8-inch jack to plug my headphones in. And it looks so stupid because it was this, like, tiny little 2-inch cord dangling out of the back of this box plugged into my ears. It was the silliest thing.
My Game Boy had a headphone jack.
What?
Yeah, my Game Boy Advance had a headphone jack.
So somebody made the brilliant choice to
get rid of the headphone jack.
Oh, my God. Wow, I think I got the short end of this stick because
the original Advances had bigger screens.
Yeah, well, they were kind of widescreen technically.
They were widescreen. Yeah. They wouldn't have nearly as prone to failure because of the flip mechanism as those.
I never my first one. This isn't my original one.
Right.
My original one was red.
Right.
The reason it failed was not because of the flipping, but the little weird tab inside of the charging port snapped. Mm. And it wouldn't charge anymore.
And I don't really like having the internal batteries on those things. I like being able to, if the batteries die, you can pop out the battery case, swap in two AA's.
Although, I don't know if it'd be actually that hard to get the battery out.
Yeah, but you can't just pull it out and put in new AA's.
Oh, right, AA's.
Yeah, because...
How long did they last for you?
I could get quite a few hours of playtime out of them. And I would have in my little case, I had my case that held my Game Boy, my multiplayer cables... light, my...
No, look over there. See that red backpack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would carry.
Mine had, it was either a sling attachment or you could fold the sling up and you could pull out into a fanny pack. I never used the fanny pack.
There was maybe like a 3-month period where fanny packs were acceptable for all people to wear.
Yeah.
And then past that point, it was just old people.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
But it held all my games. It had slots for original Game Boy games, and then it had other pouches for advanced games.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah.
I bet you felt prepared for anything.
It was pretty awesome. And I would have like 3 changes of batteries in one of the pockets.
Yeah.
I'd have like 6 or 8 AA's, depending on how long.
For like a week straight.
Usually.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But,
I did love the SP.
Mm-hmm.
I had one handheld generation beyond that, which was the DS Lite.
I had the original DS. I still have it, actually. I just need to find a charging cable.
It was shaped so weirdly.
What, the
original DS?
I kind of liked it. I thought it was ergonomic.
Wasn't it like...
It was chunky enough that it filled the hands well.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too big or heavy.
I don't know. Maybe the one that I saw was just owned by a kid who treated it like shit, and that's why it looked like garbage to me. But
I'll have to find all my old handheld game systems.
Oh, man. I have fat stacks of games over there, yo. Like, don't even trip.
Yeah. My original handheld game system was a Game Boy Color, that lime green.
Yeah. Probably the best color for the Game Boy Color, I think.
Yeah, probably.
It was kind of see-through, wasn't it?
No, it was bright lime green. It wasn't see-through.
Dude, yeah, I would either get the red or the green one.
Yeah.
I mean, no question, top choices. I don't know about yellow, but maybe. That probably would have been third pick.
The yellow, I thought, was a limited edition color.
Was it? It might have been a Pokemon thing.
Yeah, because it came with Pokemon Yellow Edition, which was a limited run thing, which I had.
Ooh.
I got
had?
That. Have.
Okay.
Had as in I got it when I got that Game Boy.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, which was a really cool thing.
It's like getting the golden ticket of video games.
Yeah, pretty much. It was awesome, especially as a kid who liked Pokemon and liked watching the cartoon every now and then.
Yeah, I never really watched the cartoon.
I didn't watch the cartoon that much. Occasionally I would catch it if it was on TV.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't really care.
I love the Game Boy Advance SP is always going to hold a special place for me.
Yeah.
But there's another thing that I have a gripe about, and it kind of has to do with the whole headphone jack thing.
Okay.
When you have no alternative, you just got to turn. You either play with a speaker on and it's going to annoy everybody, or
including yourself,
or you just turn it off and deal with it.
Yeah,
because
you're just
going to
deal with the tacky synth music anyways.
Yeah, well, some of the music in the games was great.
Yeah,
like I loved some of the music that was used in Mario versus Donkey Kong. Like I could jam to it.
Yeah,
like for real. I should try and get those files from somewhere, but I'd put them on my phone.
Yeah,
definitely.
Use as your ringtone.
No, I'd straight up I'd put it on loop.
Yeah,
and then I'd be jamming it to it in the car. It'd be so great.
Yeah,
but the Game Boy Advance SP was probably the worst system for a young child to be trying to play at night when he isn't supposed to be playing video games.
Yeah.
Because what would end up happening is I would get really into the game and I would be button mashing like a mad motherfucker. Like I would be. And then inadvertently,
you'd hit the
without
volume.
Fail, the volume would go all the way up and I'd be like, and I would freak out and then turn it off, slam it closed, and then like throw it on the floor and pretend to be asleep. And then I definitely got caught more than once.
Oh, yes. Another reason why the original Advance was better, because the volume was a knob on the bottom of it.
Oh, and it like clicked off, didn't it?
I think it did have a click off, and it wasn't a little slider. It was actually a wheel you actually had to turn, like an old radio.
Yeah, no, but way better volume control, definitely.
Yes.
But until I got that headphone adapter, like, I was out of luck.
Yeah. The only advantage I can see with that thing is really the fact that it had a backlight.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I can think of.
And it's so tiny, too.
I never had...
Nah. I could put this in my... Like, I just put it into my pants pocket, and it is, like, the comfortablest, yo. It is.
Yeah.
Like, is it even there? I don't know. It just conforms to my hip shape. Really.
Yeah.
It's so comfy.
But,
like,
yeah,
a Tempur-Pedic mattress that's mini, and I put it in my pocket.
Yeah. We were talking about accessories, and then I was talking about my Game Boy Color. I had this one accessory for it, which was really over the top, yet very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was another light, because obviously they weren't backlit.
Okay.
But it basically wrapped around like, the whole top of it, because it plugged into the USB port.
Like Christmas lights?
No, not entirely.
Okay.
Basically, it plugged into the side port, you know, whatever that port was, the multiplayer port.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Okay, because it wasn't a charging port.
I'll know what it is, but that may not be the right term.
Whatever, the multiplayer port. And it actually had another multiplayer port on the side, so you could still use it while you're using this accessory.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
They kept some things
in mind. It had a switch for the light on or off, which was right at the arch, which would project perfectly onto the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came up and over the top of it and had like a magnifying glass.
Ooh.
So it would like blow up the screen about twice as big.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of cool. But the thing looked, and then it came out to a little stylized little head thing with the brand name on it. I don't remember what the brand was. I'll have to dig this stuff up. And it was like a Cobra head.
Ooh.
So it was like, it basically turned your DS into like a little, or you're not your DS, you turned your Game Boy Color into like a snake.
Ooh.
And mine was actually a matching color to my Game Boy.
Oh my god!
It was pretty cool.
That was that would make at least an entire month of my childhood. Like, it would take a while for me to get sick of something like that.
Yeah.
That sounds so awesome.
It was pretty cool.
I just wish
the problem is it didn't fold down flat very easily.
Oh yeah?
So you'd have to basically pop the accessory off when you were storing it.
That is not the worst
the worst thing in the world.
It's a small price to pay to look like a fucking badass.
Yeah, playing with your magnifying glass on your Game Boy Color.
Yeah. Why aren't you swearing very much this show?
I don't know.
You have the ability to.
I know.
Say it with me. Fuck. No?
No, I'm good.
I'm just looking for entertaining edits now.
It's all right. but yeah.
We have freedom.
I know.
I mean, look, this isn't anything against KOUG at all.
No.
I'm absolutely
no,
serious.
No, we love having those facilities.
We love working with those guys. They throw great parties. They had pizza on Thursday, actually. Mm. Did I tell you about that?
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah, but you I think you were at a final anyway, so it didn't.
Yeah, something.
It just wouldn't have worked out. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I'm not sure why I'm Wayne Newton, but...
Oh, I didn't know what you were supposed to be.
He's a really rich guy out in California.
Yeah.
But I guess this could just be any sort of voice. But no, it's a great crew, but it's the rules.
Yeah,
I have a problem with rules.
Yeah, we do just a little bit, or you do at least.
It's but you know, it's we're fine, mm-hmm. really. But if we had the ability to stream live like they were doing,
yeah,
like we had a legit 24/7 streaming service,
mm-hmm.
it would be absolutely unfiltered.
Yeah,
no question about it. I kind of want to assemble something like that. That could be something I try and do over the summer. But the thing is, it's definitely a good network to be a part of. But we like the bad words.
Yeah,
a
we lot. Like to be able to express ourselves.
We've definitely pushed the boundaries.
Oh yes,
I mean we can.
We've tiptoed through the tulips on the
I could find this, hold on.
On the rules. And we have slightly touched on religion. We've talked on politics without quite crossing the line.
No, yeah, we definitely found that line and we came right up to it and we put our finger right up at it and said, we're not touching you. We're not touching you.
And then we kind of scoot the line over a little bit, you know, and then be like, oh, I'm not crossing the line. I'm just scooting it over a little bit.
We moved the entire line.
Just a tiny bit. Just for us. Just around us. It's like line goes out, little bubble for us, and then it goes over.
Oh, that's so great. It's like, oh, you know what we're doing? We're gerrymandering the morals of radio integrity, I guess. I was looking at something on Google Maps the other day. I was talking to my cousin earlier today, and she was talking about how she might be moving to some place in Kentucky called Nicholasville. And on a whim, well, it's not the name that's important.
Okay.
What is important is looking at this town on Google Maps, if I know what gerrymandering is, and I'm pretty sure I do know what gerrymandering is, if you went ahead and looked at this map of this town, what would you call that? Would you call
sporadic?
Yeah? Not gerrymandered, though? People, look up Nicholasville, Kentucky. What do you call that?
I don't know.
I mean, there's just a weird, like, rectangular part in the middle of it that isn't part of the town.
Right.
It's completely surrounded by a border.
Other than what this is... one little part that the freeway goes through. Or or a highway goes through.
Well, that's actually the closest you can... Oh, no, never
oh,
mind.
Oh, no, never mind. Yeah, it does just block off a part of...
What is that?
I don't know.
That might be... Oh, you know what? Maybe that's somebody that's declaring independence, and they want their own town, so they...
Well, I see a second one. I mean, actually...
Over here. That's not quite a And that? What the...
And then...
It is so strange.
And then... Right up in, what is up in this area? Oh, no. This goes up in this way and then comes down and then back up and around.
That is so weird.
Why don't they just, draw a line right there?
I don't know, but you do know of the concept of gerrymandering.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe they just decided, we don't want those folks in our town representing us.
And then look at this. It's just like this tiny weird little corridor and then this weird bump on it that's shaped like backwards Louisiana. And then...
And it comes
I don't
out to
get
a big
it.
Yeah, no, I don't understand.
This is so weird.
And then it cuts off right before it gets into this huge complex, whatever this thing is.
Well, that's Lexington.
Oh, okay.
right on that. Yeah. So if I looked up Lexington, then you could hold on. Lexington looks like that.
Hmm.
Now that looks a little bit better. The reason these edges are a little bit squiggly is because it's on a river.
Right.
But
natural barrier.
But Nicholasville, dude, what's up with you, man?
I don't know. Like I said, maybe they just don't want certain individuals in their town or being part of their town.
Oh, it's black people, isn't it? It's always color with you.
No, that's Ben. I remember our Christmas episode. If you don't know what we're talking about,
don't go listen to our.
Probably best if you don't.
Well,
but
I mean, it depends on how well you know us.
Yeah, if you know that,
if you know us too well, and you don't want our image of us to be shattered, don't listen to it.
If you don't know us very well at all, and you don't realize that we're not racist, don't watch it either, don't listen to it either.
There's a butter zone of how well you know us in order to listen to that.
Yeah,
I'm not quite. I'm not sure where the butter zone is either.
I don't know,
but it's
there. I think we even got offended by ourselves on that episode.
There were many instances of somebody saying something and then everybody else going, "Oh,
yeah, face palming."
Yep.
Oh god,
that was good fun.
It was.
By the way, Ben's coming back next week.
Yeah, so we'll see if I can get him to just like freak out again like last time.
Well, I think you had to give him like 3 Red Bulls, didn't you? Or was he sleep deprived?
Both.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
No. I think one of the things was I put a sweet tart in his energy drink.
Oh, you mean last time?
Last time he was on the show.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was having a freak out on the Christmas episode because
of
all the racist stuff.
No. Okay. Last time he was on the show, which would have been on spring break.
Gotcha. Okay, I made a joke earlier today. I don't think it's racist.
Okay.
But there was a guy at work, you know him, his name's Connor.
Yeah.
He was telling me about his animation portfolio that he's putting together, and he says that one of the things that he's trying to do is make a Chinese bell tower.
Mm.
And I throw out, I didn't know they had bell towers. I thought they used gongs.
That's pretty horrible.
But is it that bad?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. You're all right.
Yeah, or maybe it just means I'm just as horrible of a person as you. One of the two.
We can't really judge that. We need a third party.
We need an unbiased third
party. We haven't had a third party. I don't even set up the complimentary third chair anymore
too depressing.
I don't know if it's depressing. It's just like I know that nobody's going to barge in on the last minute and be like, "Sup, guys, I'm here to save the show." And then we're going to be like, "What? Andrew, what are you doing here from the military?" And he's all like, "It doesn't f***ing matter. Let's do this." And then we go and do an hour and a half show just because we feel like it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then Adam Carolla discovers us and then we become famous.
One can dream.
Yeah. Although, I don't like, have you heard Adam Carolla before?
Not a lot, no. But
he's got a weird voice.
A little bit.
Like, I'm not even sure why he's famous for radio, and I hope he doesn't come over here.
There's a lot of people that we wonder why they're famous.
I know, and usually I'm just mad at them.
usually I just don't get why they're famous in general.
Yeah, and you kind of had the same idea about Seth MacFarlane as me, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of where I was almost thinking, too, with Seth MacFarlane, which, did you see he has another movie coming out, I think, later this month?
A
Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the trailer because I'm like, no, not going to.
I watched the trailer because it was attached to the beginning of Captain America 2.
See, I didn't. It wasn't when I saw it.
It wasn't attached to yours?
Uh-uh.
Maybe it was a different movie. Wait a minute. What movies have I gone to see recently? Dude, I don't even know. I'm losing track of the movies I'm watching.
I'm kind of not wanting to go see Godzilla for one reason. I mean, I really, really want to see it.
There's one reason that could hold you back?
There's one reason why I might want to show up a few minutes late.
Hmm.
Because the first full length trailer of Interstellar is attached to Godzilla.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. 2 minutes and I think 2 minutes, 39 seconds or 2 minutes, 59 second trailer.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
a big full trailer.
For those of you who don't know,
and I have been successful with this so far.
Drew, so Christopher Nolan's next big thing is Interstellar.
Which sounds fantastic.
It does sound fantastic, and did you even look at the poster that got released for
it? I did see the poster. Looks pretty cool.
Okay, and the tagline?
Yeah.
I don't know if the tagline's a spoiler, but no. I mean, okay.
It doesn't really give away much. It's Christopher Nolan. He's not going to give away too much.
Yeah, no, and that's the wonderful thing about him is he gives away practically nothing.
Yeah.
But Drew wants to go into this movie knowing absolutely nothing.
I want to go in not seeing any trailers. I'll read like news articles, but I'll stay away from message boards, and I'm going to stay away from trailers.
That's a good idea, but that...
So only officially publicated stuff.
So you're basically restricted to one half of Reddit then. The half, the half that like cooks lasagna for fun, you
know? Yeah, something like
you're
that.
You're gonna have to create your own little playlist.
And I know
of
the closer we get to November, the harder that's gonna become. Because hype's gonna build that.
That's gonna suck because you're gonna have to like start avoiding the internet entirely.
Probably
like up to the last couple weeks.
Probably.
Man, I can't do that. I can't.
It's going to be difficult, and this is equal parts of I don't want anything to be spoiled for me, and also a test to see if it's even possible.
Dude, I think you can do it.
Because we were talking about how, you know, we'd love to see a movie that never has a trailer released.
Yeah.
And just spreads via word of mouth.
No, yeah, this was an idea we had a while ago, just a social experiment, really, right. To see how it would end up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it with TV shows, because it ends up happening what... The thing that ends up happening is what happened to Community.
Yeah.
If you try and get it to spread by word of mouth only, NBC is just
nobody watches this, chop,
yeah. And it's gone.
There's still been a lot of TV shows being chopped recently.
I'm sad about it now. I'm not quite to the point where I'm depressed. Mad about it. I'm not, mad about it.
Yeah.
Sad is, like, interchangeable for depressed sometimes for me, but, I'm starting to slowly get angrier and angrier at NBC. Mm. So like, give me like 15 more minutes, and then
you'll just explode.
I'll unleash hell on them. Anyway, what were you you were saying some words?
Oh, just my thing about Interstellar. You know,
right?
So I'm just part
I didn't
of me
even do it.
I really want to try. I'm gonna try as hard as I can not to. I know it's gonna get harder and harder the closer we get to November.
Will you immediately call me if you fail?
I will let you know,
okay,
some way or another.
Like, immediately.
If I succumb to some sort of either accident or intentional.
Okay, that's good. Because this is... I'm interested to watch this, too.
Yes.
But I'm going to...
Space, time travel, wormholes.
Yeah, this is absolutely my thing.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard leaked scripts are just fantastic. I mean, old...
They're leaking scripts?
Not of the new one, but like an old 2008 script.
Oh, okay.
Back before they completely reworked it, and even the old script that they completely worked over.
Okay.
Apparently people absolutely loved.
Yeah. No, that's a... Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently, like, people were thinking that there were leaked... Speaking of leaked scripts, people thought there was a leaked script of the new Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's not real.
Yeah.
Don't even like go hunting.
It'd be a bit
that.
Early for it, but then again, you never know in this day and age.
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened with Tarantino, which he said he still actually might make
that one that
The Hateful Eight or whatever it was called.
That's what it was called.
The one that You're got right. the script leaked. I think he was saying that he might still make that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's just gonna completely rewrite the thing.
Oh well, okay. No, so, I think that's an acceptable turnaround then.
Yeah, basically rewrite it, make it a little different.
All right.
Still keep the core maybe of the thing.
So like there'd be no way that the version that he had previously would be relatable, kind of.
It
like,
might have the same core theme or plot, but he's probably going to rework a lot of the stuff.
Okay, I'll accept that because to me Tarantino is an enigma.
Mhm.
He is so old school.
Yeah, it very much so.
He has no computer. He has no cell phone.
Yeah.
He just has a giant house with the pussy wagon parked out front. You can find it on Google Earth, ladies and gentlemen. And he just sits in his house and thinks of movie ideas all day.
While he's watching other people's movies.
So when he went out and announced that he would no longer be making The Hateful Eight because it got leaked.
So early.
I absolutely believed him.
Yeah.
Because serious about staying off the grid, I think he's that serious about his movies, too.
He's that serious about his movies. I think he realized that people think he was overreacting a bit, and that everybody that read the script was like, I really wanted this to be made.
Well, too bad. You destroyed the magic.
Yeah.
You chud.
Yeah.
Didn't end so
why
well.
Would you want to go see a movie that you already know everything that's going to happen in?
I would. No, never. I'm not ever. No. I'm not ever going to read a script for a movie that I'm about to watch.
No.
I'll read a script for a movie I've watched already, but that's it.
Yeah. Interesting. The library at WSU actually has an original screenplay for 2001 Space Odyssey.
What?
Yeah.
Like, it's locked up, though, isn't it?
No. It's on the shelf that you can grab it and read it.
What the? Really?
Yeah.
We gotta find that.
I read about 20 pages into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it, like, signed by Stanley Kubrick or anything?
No, it's not signed, but it was... I mean, it's the old script-style typing, you know, the typewriter-style
typing.
Yeah,
the monospace kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, got... It's by Kubrick and Arthur C. Clarke.
Wow.
Yeah, it's dated 68 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind
of... How did WSU get a hold of it?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
It's not the original binding. I know that because it wasn't probably actually bound.
It's, like, in the reference section, probably?
I think it's just in one of the science sections. I don't know. I don't know.
Why would it be?
I don't know. I know it's in, actually, it's. I think it's like two or three rows back from that block of computers.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, yeah, we got to go find that.
Yeah.
Or like you find it and send me a picture. Either way,
I could directly check it out from the library.
Seriously?
It's possible.
That's, what? How can we? I mean, I'm not even that big of a 2001 A Space Odyssey, but with like how freaking famous it is.
Yeah.
If we get our hands on that. Oh boy. I'm not saying we're going to sell it. I'm not saying we're going to do that.
I'm not entirely sure it's an actual original. I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm not entirely sure.
I would. That's the main reason I want to see it for real is I want to kind of see if it is an original.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to do like a little quality control on it and, you know, see if there's a treasure map on the back of it that leads us underneath.
Us to the monolith.
Yeah. Or, you know, that really big hole in the ground in National Treasure. I mean,
yeah,
either or.
Which I'd be from happy. What if the and then I read part of the beginning and then I glanced through later on, see if they how much of it they kept.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it was actually they changed quite a bit when they actually made the movie.
Yeah.
Because
well, like how much do you think?
Well, I don't like what I was reading some of it. I'm like, I don't remember this in the movie at all.
Huh? Well, maybe it was like a scene direction.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, you got to check.
I mean, it was
the
screenplay, so it's almost basically like a novel.
Yeah. But it's got specific sections that are telling you this is what the room looks like and where
right,
everyone
it's like, this
is
character
standing.
Does this in little blocks and then it says you know yeah. something else.
It's like it's a really crappy novel.
It's kind of like halfway between a script and a novel.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's I want to go.
I kind of want to read it. It's not very long, but
well, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
because. From my point of view, I don't remember the movie having a whole lot of substance, you know?
I don't know. I don't really either, but...
I mean, because we got to watch it again, but from what I remember from watching it, it's just...
It's kind of slow and kind of confusing.
It's slow. It has a few scenes that are supposed to be significant, but you're not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie is really made for you to watch it and then... talk about it with people afterwards
and that
to
was
try
the whole
and figure
point.
Out what it means.
That was the whole point, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, and
part of me likes that, part
really
of me doesn't
my,
really like that.
I think I dislike it more than I like
yeah.
it, because it depends on what happens in the movie,
mm-hmm.
too. If it's a weird and ambiguous ending, but there was like a whole bunch of action in it.
Like Inception.
And stuff like, yeah.
Great movie.
And ended with a great question
yeah.
at the end of it.
And then that has led to huge amounts of debates.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. But mm-hmm. 2001, I was
you don't
just,
really understand what actually happened in the movie.
I was like yawning and scratching my ass through the whole movie, and I got almost nothing out of it.
Yeah,
except that like you know the monolith is supposed to represent points in humanity where you're
or
it's
like next creating the next step in evolution or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, oh, that's what it was. But
you know, it appears, and then the monkeys become. Neanderthals and then shows up again later and
yeah something like
elevates
that
elevates us to the next level. I don't know, like I said, I've only watched it once.
Hey, I'm mad at NBC. Can we yell at them?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second though.
When you're mad at the world, you keep all the anger inside you until it festers into a mental illness.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
No, you unleash it all on the internet, of course. This is therapy. The doctor is in.
Hello, I'm your therapy man. I didn't write anything for this, actually.
But this is just coming from the heart.
But this is coming from the heart, and I didn't have time to write is the main point. Also, I probably wouldn't have been, even if I didn't have to work today, I probably wouldn't have been able to write anything because of how recently this news was presented to me.
And you would have just been in shock.
Earlier, I mentioned that Community was canceled by NBC, and I am seriously going through the same thing that Firefly fans probably experienced when their show was canceled. You're given something great, and you love it, and you watch it grow as you watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a toddler, you know? It's like your baby. You feel a connection to it. You're watching it grow, and then either Fox or NBC, depending on which show you happen to be watching at the time, just comes along with a big old baseball bat and whacks the head off of your kid.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just... I can't even... Why did this happen to me? Because it is all about me. Let's focus on that. It's a fantastic show. It really is. For those of you who don't know, try and find it. It's exclusively streaming on Hulu, but you could probably buy DVDs or something somewhere.
You can do something.
Season one, a little bit slow, but hey, that's pretty much a given with any season. If we had seen Firefly go beyond season one...
Season two and on probably would have been much better.
Imagine what we would have been watching.
I know.
We have no idea, and we'll never know.
Didn't Serenity basically sum up roughly what seasons two and three were supposed to cover?
I don't know if it was necessarily two and three.
It covered up some of his seasons that he had planned out. I thought he initially wrote out like five seasons of the show.
He
wrote out at least three.
Something
seasons.
Like that. But yeah, Serenity was definitely meant to cover the tracks of some future seasons. But Community is a little bit more unique in that it actually managed to get to five seasons,
right?
But the road to get there was so incredibly
bumpy,
rocky, and filled with potholes and IEDs and rogue TV executives with axes that it's amazing that it even got that far in the first place. It was so poorly marketed in the beginning, hardly any TV promos.
Yeah, I can't remember ever actually seeing an ad for it ever.
Mm-mm. Nothing. I haven't even seen a single one. There may have been that YouTube video that the cast released themselves.
Yeah.
Which I think I might try and find, but doing that while I rant is a little bit difficult, so it may not happen.
Anyways.
But point being, season one a little bit rough and rocky, but come on, you can still like it because it's Community and it's Dan Harmon. The guy is a genius. I am very mad at myself because I'm not going to be able to go to a live recording of his podcast that he usually does in LA, but he happens to be doing it in Portland tomorrow night, and I can't go because I'm working. God damn it!
Calling sick.
No, I can't.
I know.
It's a bit too late for that. I mean,
it's not like you're just gonna show up at the door and be like, "Okay, can I get in?"
I mean, I'm getting all of these announcements just a little bit too late.
Yeah.
You know, I get told that the show is getting canceled this morning. Well, technically afternoon because I woke up at noon and then I read and then I went on Reddit and said Community's canceled, and I'm like, I need to write about this, but I can't. And then the podcast was announced, I think, on Wednesday that he was going to be doing it on Saturday in Portland. And I was like, oh, it's too late to get tickets now. Plus, I work, so I'm never going to meet one of my idols. Hooray.
You never know. You might.
He might come back to Portland.
Exactly.
This is actually the second time he's coming back to Portland.
There you go.
The first time he came to Portland, I didn't even know he existed. Yeah. So that was kind of a problem. Seasons 2 and 3 of Community are absolute gold. They really are. They are when the show came into its wonderful prime, endlessly quotable, lovable characters. It was that's where I was most proud of my metaphorical TV baby. I really was. Then season 4.
That's when it first learned to walk and run around.
Yeah, it was like, well, it was more like watching the kids spontaneously sprout into a Kenyan and then win a race at the Olympics. That's what it felt like to me. Then season 4 happened.
And that's when you're putting childproof things on everything, you know, so they can't pull your cabinets open. You still love them, but they annoy the hell out of you.
That's pretty good, actually. because the reason that happened is because Dan Harmon got fired. I think the reason being was that him and Chevy Chase were mad at each other. Chevy Chase is in this show, by the way. He's weird.
Mm.
Or he's very egotistical.
Or another maybe possibility with your baby analogy is, you know, the kids, you know, it's now an angry, rebellious teenager. And you still love it, but it hates you.
No, I don't know if it, I don't know if it's necessarily that.
Okay.
Because the whole season in by itself was mediocre because it was the original writers for the show, but without their guiding star Dan Harmon there to help them see the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had control of the reins, and they tried the best they could, and they got to the end of season four and managed to make a season five happen.
Yeah.
So you got to be thankful for season four in that instance, but it's definitely the worst season out of the whole thing.
Right.
Then season five happened, and Dan Harmon was in full force. It was great. You got to I showed you this clip. You got to watch the Dean rap as a payday bar. It was the best thing to happen on TV.
So your little baby's graduating and it's going to be gone from your life now.
Yeah, and
you're proud of it, but it's still a bittersweet sorrow.
Maybe it'll find a second life on the internet. Who knows? It would be nice.
It is that age right now.
Hulu currently has exclusive streaming rights, so there's basically next to zero chance that Netflix will get it unless they empty half of their bank account onto Hulu. Because, I mean, Hulu's got something a little bit golden, and they know it.
Yeah.
NBC had absolutely no idea. Actually,
maybe Hulu will capitalize on it, and they'll start producing it.
I really hoped so. But I want to focus on how mad I am at NBC for just a minute.
Not a glimmer of hope.
How could you not know that you had such a beautiful treasure on your network?
Not enough fart jokes.
That could be it, really. I mean, they set the bar so low with their comedies, it's honestly surprising. They get... Well, it shouldn't be surprising at this point because of how many comedies that they've had fail over the past few decades, really. What I think needs to happen is the executives at the network just need to watch at least two episodes of every show that they air on their network. Each episode will be chosen by the fans. And based on those episodes that they watch, they should use that to help influence their decision on whether or not to keep a show.
Yeah.
I think that seems pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That'd be interesting. And if it's some, you know, 54-year-old man that just doesn't get the show.
Like Chevy Chase, but I think he's older than 54.
Yeah,
but anyway.
He's considerably older than that. So say we had some Chevy Chase-style guy watch the show. Chosen by you and 18 other people, for example.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than likely that nobody who is an executive at NBC knows how the internet works.
Yeah.
But, God, I'm so pissed. I mean, I hate it. And I did actually find the October 19th video if you want to find it, if you want to hear it.
Okay.
Because the audio element's really all you need. But this is what was created by the cast of Community in the transitional period between Season 3 and Season 4. Originally... Season 4 was supposed to be premiered on October 19th, but that day came and went, and there was no episode aired, which kind of is, it does
That's
give
Fox-esque.
You, it does give you an idea of how they were jerking their chain around that time.
It sounds like stuff Fox used to do with Firefly, so they are very paralleled.
Really, it was, and I think on par quality, too.
Yeah.
If I ever get you to watch the show... You'll experience it.
Okay.
And I got to teach you the Troy Knobhead handshake. Like, it's the best thing ever. But this is what was given to us on October 19th when it was decided that season 4 would not start.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Troy and Abbott in the morning.
Don't you guys usually do your fake morning show during the actual morning?
Oh, that guy's terrific. He's a man. Welcome to our fourth season. We spoke to the powers that be, and we agreed to premiere on October 19th.
What powers that be? It's just the two of you pretending to have a show.
Sometimes it feels that way.
Hard truth. No. Honestly, we don't do it for them. We do it for the fans.
I'm a flash mob.
But even though the powers that be agreed to put the premiere on October 19th, they couldn't decide where to put October 19th.
Fall? Should it be in the spring?
Why not put October 19th on the 19th of October?
That would be logical, Britta, but wrong. You see, they explained to us that October 19th isn't just a date, it's a state of mind.
At first, we were like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But then we were like,
Wait a minute.
They explained to us that October 19th is a feeling within us all. Whenever a kitten tries to crawl into a cardboard box on YouTube.
That's October 19th.
Mm-hmm. Whenever a stranger reaches out his hand to another stranger and says, hello, brother.
Oh, that's October 19th?
Yep. And when this great nation of ours celebrates its independence on the 4th of July.
That's October 19th.
Annie.
What? I'm a longtime viewer, sometime co-host.
So yeah, well, we may not know when we're going to air exactly on the calendar. Rest assured, when we do, it'll be October 19th.
In here.
So remember, while this move seems illogical, just trust us that the minds behind this shift know exactly what they're doing.
Guys, Annie's boobs wanted her own show, and I said yes!
So from all of us to all of you...
Happy October 19th!
Nope, not that good, friends.
Troy and Abed airing someday.
So yeah, that should give you some of an idea of how badly this show has been treated over its lifespan. But it truly is a treasure of television.
Since the cast made a YouTube video, what if they just continued it making YouTube videos?
Man, well, they'd have to get the set.
They have money, I'm sure.
There would be some legal complications because of the rights to the actual show.
That's true.
Maybe they could
do it underground. Fight the man.
That'd be pretty great. Like, if they just went out and started their own, like, guerrilla TV show.
Yeah.
I would so watch that.
They just pull their money together. They get people from. They put out on Kickstarter to get money together to build sets that are replicas of it.
Yeah.
And then they just publish it on some sort of, you know, torrent site.
It would be so cool. I mean, I'm so mad this show doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought season six was going to happen because this has been like the mantra of the show since about season three. The goal has been six seasons in a movie. And we got so close. And there's still hope because Hulu's got it, but
and they are probably desperate to try and catch up to Netflix somehow.
Maybe this could be it. I hope you see the way through this, Hulu, because
this is Hulu's version of Arrested Development?
Maybe. I mean, it might. Well, hopefully, it doesn't take as long. You had to wait 3 years. I mean, 10 years for Arrested Development.
Almost.
So,
yeah.
Please by 2016. Please.
But basically the same concept. They take a show that everybody loved.
Yeah.
And that brought it back from the dead.
I want it to happen soon.
Yeah.
The death of this show is a travesty that will not be forgotten by me. NBC will always be the enemy, especially since it's owned by Comcast. Oh, it's a giant conspiracy.
Usually is.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not sure why people don't see that more often. It's always a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. I'm Jesse Ventura. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIF Radio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGIFRadioShow@gmail.com. All old episodes and subscribable RSS feeds and iTunes links are at TGIFRadio.com. Anything you want to say before we shut this down?
Goo, you need to hurry up and start working on your hoverboard more.
Yeah, that needs to happen. And... September 2015. I almost forgot the date. It is late. It is 12:30.
Party time.
I gotta go to work at 10.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm gonna upload this tonight and then just I'm just gonna fucking crash. That's what I'm gonna do. Are you gonna swear once before we shut this down?
No, probably not.
This is your last chance.
It's okay.
Okay, fine. If you're good with it, we'll be back next week probably with Ben. There's like a 70% chance of that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. All right. See you next week, everyone.